Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
You alright today, Becky?
Yeah, feeling good.
Did you have fun last night?
Yeah, it was really good.
What did you do?
I went out for a friend's leaving party,
right.
And we went to the pub, and I made a complete fool of myself.
Okay.
Excellent.
Talk
really
us through
good.
That.
Well, basically, we went to the pub and then we went for dinner, and I saw the man from one of the men from the IT crowd, and I thought that we'd be really good if we were really good friends. Yeah.
Right.
So I just sort of went over and got really excited and like.
You don't know him, do you?
No, not at all. But I feel like I do now.
Right.
He should have just told me to go away, but he didn't. He was very polite.
Did he tolerate
for
you?
For about an hour and a half. Yeah.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. And I was showing him this book I had, and you know, I was just. Really getting to know him, even though he wasn't really talking back to me.
Right.
Okay. He was sat having dinner?
Yeah. Just him and someone else, and, you know, my boyfriend did tell me that maybe he didn't really want me to keep going.
You get a bit excited sometimes, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I really do, yeah. And I really
like
that show, so I was really excited. I did actually tell
him. He was sat having a dinner for two, and you were with him for an hour and a half.
It wasn't that long, surely.
Showing him your book.
No, it wasn't an hour and a half. He just happened to be sat on the table next to me, so I just thought he might want to join us and sort of, if I kept talking to him, maybe he'd start talking back.
Did you actually go over and sit with him, or was he next to you all the time?
He was next to me all the time, but I just, you know... And then I smashed a plate, and although it was a Greek restaurant, I don't think it's a particularly good thing to do
attention.
In a posh place. No, when I dropped the plate, he went, oh, you've dropped a plate there. I was like, yes, he's talking back to me.
Did you then smash other things that were on your table to get him to keep talking?
Did you start pinging forks at him?
At one point, he left, and obviously I couldn't quite work out why he left. And then he came back and went, oh, brilliant, you've come back. And he just went... Just went outside for a fag. And I was like, oh, okay, not to see me again then. And I was actually a bit disappointed.
You've gone really red just talking about it.
I turned into that stalker character you do from the West Country. But obviously, because that's my actual voice, I was actually that person. So I'm very sorry.
I love that show, The IT Crowd.
Yeah,
are you doing that?
I was, yeah.
Can I be your friend?
Yeah,
love
pretty
it.
Much.
Oh, well. So sorry to him then.
But he was really lovely, but next time, please just tell me to go away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be less subtle,
yeah.
Really.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Mark and Ash has been on saying, I always thought Becky sounded sexy, and now she just sounds a bit needy. That was Razor Light and Hostage of Love on Radio 1. It's 4:18. She's not needy, she was just a little bit blown away that the guy
sad.
From the IT... Not sad. The guy from the IT crowd was there. Hello?
Hi, Scott, how are you?
I'm good, who's that?
It's Simon here from Belfast.
Hi, Simon from Belfast, what are you saying?
I'm just wondering, maybe the guy from the IT crowd was actually starstruck. Been stuck beside Becky all evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I really don't think so.
You don't think so?
Maybe.
Could be. You never know.
Maybe he was starstruck because he was like, he just met his comedy idol, Matt Lucas. And then just didn't know what to say. That could be it. Maybe
could
he
be.
Thought for an hour and a half that you were the bloke off Little Britain.
He stayed talking just that moment when you took the wig off and revealed who you were.
Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Been to many Christmas parties this year?
Two, I think.
Any
three.
Good?
They've been okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, why?
I've got one coming up.
Oh, right, okay.
I've been invited to a Skins party.
Have you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What?
Nothing.
Is it the actual TV show where
yeah.
you've been invited to?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Why have you been invited?
Well, because
you're part of the cast, aren't
you? Yeah, that's right. I'm in episode 5 of the new series,
right.
Which starts in January, I believe. And, yeah, it's on a Sunday, though.
Right. When? What, this coming
yeah.
Sunday?
Starts at 2:30 in the afternoon. And
right.
goes on till 8. Now, that's not what I was expecting at all. Do you know what I mean? It says it's a family event.
I can't believe a Skins party would be a family
no,
event.
No, it's a Skins Christmas party.
Right.
All the cast will be there, but it's a family event. Is there going to be, like, face painting and balloon modelling and stuff?
They're going to have, like, party rings and cheese and pineapple.
It sounds like it, yeah. I really wasn't expecting that. When I opened the invitation, I was like, brilliant. And then, yeah, 2:30
to 8. Get your face painted like a tiger.
If that's available, I would do that. I did that at my birthday party last year, remember?
Yeah, you did.
At McDonald's.
Podcast.
Right, if there is face painting at this Skins Christmas party on Sunday, I'll only need the black stripes if I'm going to have be a tiger, because the orange background's obviously already there. So just need the black stripes. Rawr. That's me being a tiger.
It certainly is.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Poor Jamie on the text. Have you seen that text?
No.
Split up with his girlfriend. His girlfriend broke up with him, dumped him earlier in the week. And he says on his text, all the lovey-dovey songs you're playing is really making me feel a bit sad, with a little sad kind of smiley face on. So, sorry about that, Jamie.
Oh, I hope you haven't bought a Christmas present.
Oh, God, that's the worst time, isn't it? I bet he has as well.
Well, at least you did the decent thing and split up with him before Christmas rather than waiting for the present and doing it on the 26th.
I'm just looking at some of the songs that we have played, and they're not... I mean, we haven't played 40 minutes of love songs, have we? Cash in My Pocket.
Right. That's all right, isn't it?
I think so.
Hot and Cold's all right, isn't
Hot
it?
And cold, well, yeah,
bit,
I think...
There's a bit of anger in there.
You say that, but it may be, you know...
I know, it's relationship.
All the songs have, like, different meanings when you break up with somebody. Presumably, she was hot, he was cold. She was in, he was out. She was up, he was down. And she was yes, and he was no. See, it's got a meaning there, hasn't it? It's not about you, it's me, scouting for girls. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Tripping on you. Maybe she fell over once or twice.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Hostage of love.
Yeah.
But
now...
the shutters.
But now he does have more cash in his...
She had a radiator in her house.
Yeah.
Broken.
But now he does have more cash in his... I'm trying to cheer him up here. He has
Sorry.
More cash in his pocket because he's...
Exactly.
Because he's not with her anymore.
So, Jamie, I hope we've cheered you up this afternoon. And, oh, no, the next one is How Could She Be So Heartless by Kanye West. Sorry about that.
Right. Now, was it really? Have you just put that in? I think that you've just put that in.
I really haven't. So, sorry about that. But Bass Hunter is coming up, and that will cheer you up because there's no mention of love in that. Jingle Bells. Oh, no, that could have been the church bells when they got married, though. Oh, rubbish. Anyway, have a good life, and there's plenty more.
Are you
girls.
Really saying, don't worry about all the sad songs, we've got Bass Hunter to cheer you up?
In the night, I hear him talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? Sorry, Jamie. Oh, how could you be so heartless? Radio 1 Podcasts. Okay, then, let's answer some of your texts and emails that you've been sending in on Dear Scott. Read out by a posh lady off Radio 4, we answer them as best we can.
Name, Rosie Pizzorno. Subject, Jimmy Carr. Message, I was watching the Royal Variety Show last night, and his joke was simply, what happens when you spill carpet cleaner? Oh, yeah. Everyone laughed. Well, A, I don't know, and B, I don't get how it's funny. Can you enlighten me? I went and watched it back on the iPlayer, but still think I'm missing it. Jimmy Carr comes on at about 1:48, and the carpet joke is at 1:49. Please help. Thanks, love. Rosie Pizzorno, 19, Bristol.
Well, Rosie, love, 19 from Bristol. This is a joke that...
Surely the posh Radio 4 woman should have done that in a Bristolian accent, shouldn't she?
No, leave that to me.
All right, OK.
This is the joke you mean.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
It's one of those jokes that, like, no one gets at first. You can hear the audience going, and you can hear, like, their minds going, tick, 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 and then they all start laughing.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Yeah, there it is. He's told that joke a few times, hasn't he?
I must have heard that joke about 12 times in the last month.
Well, he did
Whenever
it on...
Whenever I've seen him or heard him, he did it on Moyles, didn't he? Yeah. Like... I saw him do it on BBC Breakfast.
Oh, did you?
I did have the misfortune to see some of the Royal Variety last night, and he did it, as you say, he did it on there. I've heard it.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he gets you know, good life out of his jokes.
Yes, yeah.
He did do it on Moyles' show. I think Alid didn't get it either.
No.
It's like the new Two Nuns in a Bath joke, isn't it? This is going to run and run. We're going to get loads of texts now from people going, I really don't get that Jimmy Carr joke. Well, maybe you'll hear it a few more times, and then you might get it. Right, next.
Dear Scott, so glad you're coming to Amsterdam with us.
Ah, right, okay, now this is those Scottish girls. I seem to have agreed somehow to go to Amsterdam with a bunch of Scottish students, I think, in January, and they're supposed to be asking my work if I don't have time off.
We're going to eat in the dark and go indoor horse riding and buy ridiculous sunglasses.
You don't need to do that. I'll just bring mine.
Amazing.
It does sound like your kind of thing.
Why are they eating in the dark?
I think... Actually, I saw a programme about this the other day on the TV, on 5. There's a restaurant in Amsterdam where you can eat in the dark.
Oh, why didn't you do
that? Yeah, but that doesn't actually... yeah, but why are they eating in the dark?
And then they're going indoor horse riding.
Yeah, I don't fancy that. Basically, because if you can't see
like
the food...
Is that like the ones you get at games arcades, where you just sit on the...
If you can't see the food, it's supposed to, like, really kind of enhance the experience.
Ah, right.
Or something. You just go to a normal restaurant and shut your eyes.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, but that's not the point, is it?
You can't see in normal restaurants anyway, because you've always got your sunglasses on. Do you always eat in the dark? Your taste
also, they wouldn't want to. They wouldn't want to take you for an eat in the dark thing, would they?
Why?
They'd just be like some kind of orange glow.
Yeah. And the teeth.
And the teeth.
Oh yeah. There we are. You can have that one as well. Next.
Also, we noticed you are visiting Dundee in January. We are students in Dundee, so we'll see you then. Can't wait. Huh. Love you, Katie and Fiona. X.
Well, yes. If I don't see you before then, that's,
well,
that's
you will. Great. You'll go to Amsterdam with them, and then you could get them into your gig for free.
You'll be such good mates with them by then.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes, I can't wait to do indoor horse riding and wear ridiculous sunglasses.
I think you should be a bit more grateful. They've invited you. You should be a bit more grateful.
How did I end up agreeing to that?
Because they asked you and you said yes. You're
is
like
that
new Jim Carrey film. You can't say no to anything.
No, I can't.
That's a really good thing to know sometimes.
Yeah, I know. Next.
Hi, Scott, Chappers and Becky. I heard you talking about the Very Large Telescope, VLT, on the podcast.
Oh, this is from when we did Science News, which is going to be our new feature every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Only we forgot yesterday, didn't we? People really liked Science News, and we were talking about... Well, we found out that Germans call telescopes, don't they? VLT,
yes.
Very Large Telescope.
You might like to know that there are some even bigger telescopes that astronomers are planning.
Okay, good.
One is going to be 42 metres across and called the ELT. Extremely Large Telescope.
Get out!
There are also some ideas for one about 100 metres across, which would be called the OWL Telescope. Overwhelmingly Large Telescope.
Well, they're winding you up.
You say that.
I do.
You say that, but listen to this.
Cheers, Stuart, an astronomer off of Jodrell Bank. The observatory, not an actual bank.
He's from Jodrell Bank.
Doesn't mean to say he can't do wind-ups, though. Just because he's an astronomer, he doesn't mean to say he has to tell the
exactly.
truth.
Exactly, he can still be winding you up. I mean, they do know what... I've been to Jodrell Bank.
I know
what they're talking about in
they
Jodrell
do.
Bank.
It's good there, isn't
I
it?
I think he's still winding you up.
I don't think he is.
He is.
I've checked him out. He does work there.
You've checked him out?
Yeah, but that doesn't...
And he's cute, so that's all right.
No, he does work there. I've checked out the email.
Are you going to go and see his telescopes?
Is ELT.
Yeah. I want to see the OWLT.
Next.
Dear Scott, I have just come back from a business trip to Sweden, and all was well until I went for breakfast in the hotel in the morning. As I wandered round the buffet, past the pickled herring and cold meats, I noticed some thinly sliced smoked reindeer. Yes, actual reindeer. I tried some and thought that it was quite strange, but quite nice. Tell me, have you ever put anything strange in your mouth? Russell from Luton.
Well, Russell, funny you should say that. I have tried reindeer myself, actually, once. I didn't really go much on it.
Does it taste like chicken?
No.
What does it taste like?
It's more kind of like... you know, like game.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? That kind of...
Yeah. Is it quite tough?
Yeah, I didn't really like it.
Why did you try reindeer?
I can't remember now. It was a while ago.
You've got a really posh supermarket because you can't get it in mine.
Do you not have a reindeer counter?
No.
Denise Van Outen and Richard Hammond are always there. Next.
Dear Scott, you are a little orange freak who tries to be funny and act that you're stupid all the time. Will you please get a good DJ? Because when it comes 4 o'clock, the radio is just rubbish. Nothing you say is funny. You are basically just annoying with the worst test in music ever. How did you ever become a DJ? Like all the rest of them are class except for you. And then when you're doing the Chris Moyle show, which you should not be because his show is funny, then you get Nihal. You think you are bad. He's just a complete idiot. You should both be fired and have to work somewhere crap. Ali.
That could be my favourite ever email that we've got. That is brilliant. Thanks,
that's
Ali.
The fact he's telling you you're stupid, yeah, there's about 6 mistakes in that.
I love that. Thanks very much for your feedback, Ali.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Right, loads of scientists have been on, and it is an overwhelmingly large telescope. That's what it's called. OLT, that's an actual scientific thing, yeah?
Yeah.
You don't believe me, do you?
No, I do believe
you. Oh, you
now.
Do now?
Yeah, no, I've been... lots of people have texted in saying about the telescopes. I believe loads of people are saying as well that Ali is wrong.
Right.
And that Nihal's actually all right.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
What's occurring?
It's our festive guessing game quiz. Tell me what happened next. 8-1-1-9.
What's occurring?
We all ready?
What's the score?
I was about to ask you that.
I'd forgotten. I have no idea.
No idea. Sorry, I didn't mean to just make a horse noise at you.
A horse for one day?
I am today.
Not one person in this studio or out there in the live
Okay, knows. So I won on Monday, you won on...
Tuesday.
So who won yesterday?
I don't know.
So. Me?
Yeah, me. Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
A man outside that's more intelligent than us is saying it was you. Hmm. Yeah.
So 2-1 to Chappers.
Very good. Okay. Here's your first one. Play along at home. 8-1-1-9.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, your first one. You know the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday he was apple bobbing.
Yeah.
In slow motion. Now, you made the point at the time that maybe that's a bit Halloween.
Yeah.
And because it's Christmas, you said maybe he should be eating mince pies or something instead.
Right.
Well, once again, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Oh, no.
We've given it a go. The one that doesn't speak is back. We have put a voice changer on him to hide his true identity and his true voice. And, yep, he's been munching his way through mince pies. Can I just say, the reason we change his voice is not because he's on benefits.
Is that what I forgot people thought that about him.
Some people are saying, you know, imagine he's down there.
Some
down
people
the
think that's why we don't say his name either, because he's moonlighting in two jobs.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's really not. That's not why.
He's not on the sick.
No. Here's my question to you. How many mince pies could the one that doesn't speak eat in 30 seconds?
In 30 seconds?
Yeah. Are they big ones or little ones?
Deep filled, actually, Becky.
Deep filled. Oh, now then.
Two.
Becky is saying...
They're really rich, aren't they? I hope you gave them a glass of water.
No. Two. Chappers?
I don't think he's going to manage... Do they have to, like, be fully finished for them to count?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you didn't have to do that look in his mouth thing, did you? I hate it when they do eating challenges on TV and then someone sticks their tongue out and there's little bits of food left there. I'm just filling the time while you're waiting.
I know. I'm trying to work out where to go, one or three. Three.
Three, okay, let's find out.
What's occurring?
Here's the one that doesn't speak. With his voice changer, which is all above board, and the mince pie challenge. Hello again, one that doesn't speak.
Hello again, Scott.
It was such fun yesterday. Shall we do some more?
Let's do it, eh?
It's what's occurring? Today, it's a mince pie special. What have you got there?
I have 6 mince pies. They're deep filled. None of your bog standard thin pies. These are deep filled.
Okay, so therefore, I would imagine quite difficult to eat fast.
You'd be surprised, Scott.
Okay, one that doesn't speak. You have 30 seconds to eat as many deep filled mince pies as you can. You ready?
I'm ready.
3. 2, 1, go!
I'm going to go.
Oh no, they've all fallen on the floor. Pick them up.
They've fallen on the floor, so I have to pick them up. Oh no. I'm going to go.
Oh. I hate the noise of people eating on air.
Especially in slow motion. They fell on the floor. And right. Also, he made the mistake of he just filled his mouth up with mince pies and didn't actually eat anything. So obviously there wasn't any room after a while.
And also because of his bad back that he claims for, he couldn't pick them up when they landed on the floor.
So, the answer was zero. Becky gets the point.
Ho, ho, ho!
What's the curry?
Next one. Tell you what, if you didn't feel like it was Christmas before that, you would do now. Yeah. You're not hearing that.
Hannah in Barry Island guessed 14 for that, which I think was slightly optimistic.
30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know Jimmy Carr?
Yeah.
Earlier, poor Rosie, one of our listeners, who was on Dear Scott, she got a letter read out, didn't get his joke.
Name, Rosie Pizzorno. Subject, Jimmy Carr. Message, I was watching the Royal Variety Show last night, and his joke was simply, what happens when you spill carpet cleaner? Everyone laughed. Well, A, I don't know, and B, I don't get how it's funny. Can you enlighten me?
Right. Here's the joke.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Now, Jimmy has been telling that joke a lot lately.
Yeah.
But do people really get it? You heard the audience there. It took them a while to catch on. We asked 10 people on the street that very question. How many would understand the joke? Becky.
None? Yeah. Two. Two.
What, are you allowed more than one answer for this one?
You know never to take my first answer.
Chappers.
So has Becky gone two?
Yeah.
It all depends whether... Is it Ian who's asking it?
It is Ian, our question.
Right, so William's gone to his usual strange place.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I'm going to go only three.
You're saying three?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
Ho, ho, ho!
Oh. What's occurring?
Let's see how many people get the joke.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Spill carpet cleaner? You'll have to ask my other half.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
I have no idea. I have no idea, sorry.
What happens when you spill carpet cleaner?
Yeah.
Walk away. Let someone else sort it out. I don't know, someone really much. Well, I mean, I did spill it and everything, but sometimes it just can't be bothered to clean things up. Sorry to sound quite lethargic, but that's my mother for you.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
If you spill carpet cleaner?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carr said that last night at the London Palladium.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Your carpet gets clean. Than it was before because it might have been dirty.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
Bleach, maybe. Bleach your carpet. Hurts you in some sort of way, I reckon.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
It leaves a white mark on the carpet if it's dirty. Yeah.
How do you know that?
I don't know, I just guessed.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You should really ask Jimmy Carr that.
Really? Why?
Because it's his question.
Did you get that joke first time you heard it?
Yes.
What Yay! Happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You have to clean it up.
How do you clean it up?
With a mop.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You put wine on it. Because if you spill white wine, you put red wine on. Oh, wait, that's carpet cleaner, though, not wine.
Oh, hang on. It's carpet cleaner, isn't it? Not wine. Imagine what her carpets are like. If she spills white wine, she pours red wine on it.
What happens if you spill carpet cleaner?
You put wine on it. Because if you spill white wine, you put red wine on. Oh, wait, that's carpet cleaner, though, not wine.
Her carpets must be a steak.
As soon as she spills anything on her carpet, she throws red wine
on it. Yeah, I might try that. I like it as well that as Ian, our question boy, and the person on the street are speaking, and they're both gradually getting higher and higher.
It leaves a white mark on the carpet if it's dirty.
Is it?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Okay.
Oh.
The answer was two. Becky gets the point.
Ho, ho, ho.
Oh. What's occurring?
Right, last one. We were talking earlier about something that Becky's boyfriend was going to prank her with earlier. What was that?
Well, I'm feeling a bit delicate today, and he thought that it would be funny to phone me as I was leaving the house and tell me that I'd forgotten my phone, because he thought today I'd quite simply go, oh, rubbish, OK, cool, I'll come back. And I probably would have done, actually, even though he was obviously calling me on it.
That's quite funny.
It is. We've given that a go today. We called five people who work at Radio 1 on their mobile phone and told them that we found their phone, that we had their phone. Would they want to come and collect it? Now, what I'm going to do is going to play them individually, right?
Yeah.
And before each one, I'll tell you who it is, and then you tell me what you think happened, okay?
Brilliant.
Where they come
right,
and collect
okay,
it, right?
Good.
And I'll give a point for each
one.
Okay,
oh,
good.
I
know.
This.
I love it.
This is all going to go horribly wrong.
Okay. It's with Carol over there.
It is a bit, isn't it? Can you keep score, please, one that doesn't speak?
You're scored.
Okay, first one. This is Comedy Dave, first of all. So we call him up on his phone and say, "Hi, we've got your phone." What happens?
Yeah, he'll come and he'll be massively confused. He'll come and collect it.
Okay.
No, I think he'll realise instantly.
Okay,
Dave.
Yeah.
All right. Here's us calling Comedy Dave.
Hello.
Dave, it's Scott at work.
Hello.
Hello. You've left your phone in the studio.
No, I haven't.
I think you have.
Well, I haven't.
It must be someone else's then. All right.
I'm on my phone now.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. See you later.
Yeah. Now, did you have to do that two or three times with him? And he's paid you because the first couple of times he sounded stupid.
No. Nope.
He really did that first time off.
He really
off.
Did, yeah.
Well, that astonishes me.
I know. I was expecting more from Dave then.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
So, Becky gets 1 point. Next, it's Matt Fincham off the Chris Moyle Show. What's going to happen? Will he go, OK, I'll come and collect the phone, or not?
He'll probably hang up inside 10 seconds. He normally does, doesn't he, when you ring him?
Mm.
Yeah, no, he won't come and collect it.
Yeah, no, he won't.
Okay. Let's find out.
Hello?
Matt, it's Scott in the studio.
Okay.
Hi, I've got your phone.
No, I've just answered my phone.
Oh, it's not yours then?
No, well, hang on, you're just ringing me on my number.
OK, then.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So, Becky now has right. 2 points. Chappers has 1 point. Next, it's Gemma, the person that sometimes asks our hard-hitting panorama-style questions. She works upstairs.
Oh, yeah, I think she'll come and collect it.
You think she'll come and collect the phone, even though she's speaking on it at the time?
Yeah, I think she will.
Yeah, me too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello?
Gemma, it's Scott in the studio.
Hi.
You're right.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You've left your phone downstairs.
I've just answered it.
Hey?
I've just answered it.
Oh, so it's not yours?
No.
All right.
All right.
Bye. no points awarded.
This is slightly unfair on me and Becky, because you're basically asking us who we think are stupid at work.
Not really, am I?
Well, really,
everyone has
yeah.
off days. Oh, I'm not stupid, but I would have come and collected it today.
Yeah,
today.
Okay, next one. It's Ian, who has been asking the questions on the streets of Great Britain today. What do you think? Is he going to come and collect the phone or not?
Yeah, I think he might do, just because I think the people who... The people... Gemma's just MSN saying his chap is calling me stupid.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Yes, because I think the people he talks to might have rubbed off on him.
OK, let's find out. Oh, I didn't ask Becky. Go.
No, he won't.
He won't.
Hello?
Ian, it's Scott in the studio.
Hi, Scott, you all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good. I've got your phone here.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean?
Well, I've got it up here. I'm
You've
on
left
it.
Your phone in Y2.
No, I've not. I'm on it.
No, it's yours. It's here now.
Are you okay?
I'm fine, thanks. I've got your phone here.
No, you don't. I'm on it right now.
No, I've got it here.
You've lost me.
Do you want to come and get it?
I don't... I'm on it now. Right now.
No, I've got it here in Y2.
Do you want me to come down?
Yeah, come and get your phone.
I'll be down in a minute anyway.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I like the way he tried to get out of it by offering you a drink.
Do you want a drink? Okay, so it's now Becky 3 points, Chappers 1 point. Last one, Pippa, who works upstairs. What do you think?
No, she'll be fine.
She'll be fine, won't
yeah,
do it?
She won't come and get it.
She's normally quite busy, so I think she'll just go, yeah, and come down.
Okay. Let's find out.
Hello?
Pip, it's Scott.
Scott, oh, hello, love.
Hello. You've left your phone in the studio. What should I do?
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll come and get it. Where are you? Y2?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll pop down. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Oh, no! Oh, Oh, no! I can't believe it. I've just got such an idiot. Oh, you can always rely on me.
Oh, love you. Oh, I love her. Thanks to everyone in the office for being good sports. We're not calling anyone stupid.
No.
And Becky wins Oh, What's Occurring by a clear mile today.
Oh, Pippa, let me down.
I know. That's brilliant. Okay, let us know how you did on Oh, What's Occurring today. Text me. Tell me what your answers were. 81119.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Now it's time for some more of your correspondence on Dear Scott. Got something to say? Want to ask us a question? Text 81119. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You get the huge honour of having your text or email read out by a posh lady off Radio 4, and then we try and answer them. First one.
Dear Scott, thanks for your informative podcasts, keeping me up to date with life in the UK after 16 years living in Germany. Without you, I would not have learned of the Cheeseboard Revolution or known to get the Gavin and Stacey DVD. We don't get British TV here, and not much is even shown on German TV. And would you watch Doctor Who, dubbed? One thing disturbs me about your podcasts. It's only Blair Friday always comes out on a Monday. Maybe you should just leave that bit out. Anne, out of Germany.
Oh, bless Anne, out of Germany. She meant off of, but I know what you meant. Well, Anne, see, it's very popular on the podcast, It's Only Blue Friday. Even though people do hear it on a Monday, we're not going to take it out, are we?
Well, I could make it on a Friday night, but then that means that at 7 o'clock I can't go home. I've then got to stay and make the podcast, so it'll continue to be on Mondays.
No, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd like you to do that, if that's all right.
No, but when I hear the floor fillers, all I want to do is then go out. I don't want to sit upstairs for 20 minutes making a podcast.
For how long?
20 minutes.
Isn't there still time to go out if you just...
No, it's like
she's got a Friday night routine. Do the floor fillers, then she goes Yates's, then she goes Oceana's every Friday.
And that 20 minutes would ruin it.
The floor fillers make me really happy and ready to go out. And if I've then got to go and upstairs and do some work,
I get it.
Do you think we could get hold of a German copy of Doctor Who? I'd love to know. Oh, yeah. I'd love to hear a German dubbed Dalek.
I would love to hear that. If you could maybe email us back. We'll try and get hold of German Doctor Who. I would like to see that.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. It's like, I remember seeing Spanish Knight Rider once with the Hoff.
Right.
And the car didn't sound anything like Kit, but it was in Spanish. Quite good. Next!
Dear Scott, so here's the score. I wasn't going to go out tonight, saving money for Christmas and all that. Finished work at 4 o'clock, went into the post office and came out with a lottery scratch card. Scratched it in the car at the exact moment you're screaming, "It's only Blair Friday." I won £300. My girlfriend is out of town. Do I save the money for Christmas, or do I tell her nothing and go out and have a blinding weekend with the boys and wax the whole £300? What should I do? Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Matthew.
Well, Matthew, I'm no good at things like this because I just can't trust myself.
With money?
No. So what would you do?
I think you have to wait till she gets back and spend it on her and give her a nice Christmas.
Boring, isn't it?
Or alternatively,
going away.
All right. Alternatively, you could spend this money on the on a lad's weekend and stuff, and then you could let him know what the numbers will be for the lottery draw this weekend.
I can't do that.
And then he'll win some more money.
It's live, chappers.
Oh right. Okay.
You can't. I don't know the numbers beforehand. Do you think I'd be here if I could?
Well.
It would cause a bit of a scandal if you won the lottery, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think you'd have to give it all back.
I would, yeah.
Or share it out amongst your friends.
Yeah, that would be weird. So, no, I can't give you the numbers for Saturday.
All right, well, in that case, I think you should hold on to it and treat his girlfriend to a nice weekend.
Completely agreed, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
All right, there we are. Thank you, Matthew. Next.
Dear Scott, I hope I have replied in time. I was driving home when you were talking about pets and Christmas. I'm a bit worried now. This year, for the first time, I thought it would be fun for us to take a picture of our dog with some reindeer antlers on, then use this picture for our Christmas cards, which we ordered online. The cards have come, and we have obviously put them from Tim, my husband, Alison, me, and Millie, the dog, or it would look a bit silly with the pic on the front. I'm about to give out our Christmas cards tomorrow to everyone at work, and have just posted a load to family. Now that you've been talking about it on Radio 1 and saying that it's one step too far to send cards from the pets, should I wait a few days to give the cards out so the hype has settled down? I'm worried everyone's going to think we're a bit weird. Is this weird? Kindest regards, Alison from Telford.
Well, Alison, here's Chappers with the answer.
I just think you should, yeah, I think the hype is still there. It's what everybody's talking about, so I think you need to hold on to them for a while. I mean, I don't know about you, but you probably can't walk down the street at the moment without people talking to you about sending out cards from their pets.
Everyone's talking about it.
That's how much hype there is around
it. I'm imagining that it'll be at the front page of Heat, you know, when you open it up. Yeah. Everyone's talking about it'll be in there, yeah.
But there is a limit to how long she can hold off for, because Christmas is next week.
Till next year.
You think not send any
not
cards
send
this year?
This year. The hype's too much. She has to wait.
She's not
going to
have any friends left then if she doesn't send any sort of card.
Well, I'm sure her friends will cope from not getting a card from a dog or whatever it was.
Some people quite liked it that the posh lady off Radio 4 just said this.
My girlfriend is out of town. My girlfriend is out of town.
And hello to Dan, who says, which Oceanas is it you go to, Becky? Because I will chat you up. Is it the one in Kingston? We can't disclose that kind of information. I found some German Daleks. We're talking about Doctor Who in German.
Have you?
Would you like to hear that?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, this is sent by one of our listeners.
Exterminieren.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.